You're listening to Archer Radio. Today is Sunday, May 29th, 2005. And now, it's time for this day in history. The only thing you need to know about today's history is that I was born 41 years ago today. That's right, today is my birthday. So you'll need to send me some wishes. But today's show is not about my birthday. We'll talk more about that on tomorrow's show. Today we have a treat. Last night my good friend David came over and we split a bottle of wine and had all kinds of funny conversations. We talked about sex, boyfriends, dating, everything. So, and this is going to be the longest show I've done, I think. So sit back, grab a beverage, and enjoy this audio from last night's visit from David. So we're in Studio A, which is my computer room, and with us tonight is my good friend David, who stopped by for a glass of wine and some cheese and crackers. And I had to start the recording because he just told me something that I almost died laughing. So welcome, David, and
thank you.
tell us a story again. I know it won't be the same, but yeah, and you need to speak up.
I was watching something earlier this week, and it may have been Will and Grace or something. Someone was being just generally bitchy, and someone made the comment, "Oh, I see she's got a case of see you next Tuesday." And
get it?
It's
see you next Tuesday. Take the first letter of each word.
And it was something that, you know, most people may or may not get, but I was almost on the floor just laughing.
It's
the most hilarious thing
that is
they've
so
ever gotten away from on, you know, network TV.
Now you see, Madge Weinstein of Yeast Radio would love that because she says cunt this, cunt that, cunt everything. And I've got to tell her that, or at least email it to her. She would love that. You don't know where you heard that?
I don't remember. Like I said, it may have been Will and Grace or something that I TiVo'd or I don't know. All I can remember was it was on, you know, regular network. So it wasn't on cable.
Now, see, I didn't watch Will and Grace on Thursday night because it was rerun. Because the season's over.
It was something. Maybe it could have been House. It was something along those lines. But, I mean, it was, you know, general network, non-cable television.
Man.
But the fact that they got away with it and, you know, most people probably wouldn't have caught it.
It took me a second, and then I was rolling.
But I was cracking up the whole time.
Funny. Well, I didn't ask you about this wine. What do you think of this wine?
It's good.
We are having, I opened a bottle of, what do I call it? Viognier. Viognier that the boyfriend and I got at Paramond Vineyards in Virginia. And he'd be proud of me because I did the whole swirling and the color and the smell. And I have cheese and crackers to accent the flavor.
And so if you hear little crunchy noises in the background, that's us.
That's me because David's full. He had a big dinner. But I'm eating crackers and cheese. So anyway.
Dinner of champions.
we were actually just sitting here thinking of things we could talk about on the podcast when David told me that story. And I just said, wait a minute, stop. I have to record this because that's just too funny. So plus the wine's starting to go to my head because I was very hungry. I didn't have any dinner. So now, when you came in, David, I noticed that you have a beard now.
I have a beard. As much as I can grow without being able to grow sideburns. I've been in class the last 2 weeks, and without having to go into the office, I just kind of stopped shaving.
I have never seen you with this much scruff.
No. It'll be back to the goatee on Tuesday.
You know who would like that scruff?
Every bear in D.C.
And Homer out in Arizona. Homer loves the scruff.
You know, it's...
And actually, you know, because I'm a blogger, I like to do the blogs. Jimbo.
Mm-hmm.
He likes really scruffy guys,
Jimbo.
Too.
I think I remember seeing one.
Jimbo.info or jimboinfo.com or something like that. Or it's a blog spot. I don't know. But he likes scruffy guys.
I like goatees more than I like beards. Regardless of whether it's a goatee or beard, it must be neat.
Yes, it must be neat. And you've got a nice line.
Yeah.
On yours.
I use sharp blades.
So, now, you need to tell me about this guy you have a crush on.
Yeah. I have a serious crush on someone, and it's just making me crazy.
Now, remember you have to speak up.
I know.
One thing. But let me ask you a couple questions first.
Okay.
First of all, the vitals. How old is he?
25.
He's gone.
Not necessarily. Actually,
25?
Actually, his last long-term relationship was with a 42-year-old.
25, okay. There's the first question.
So he does like older men.
Okay, second question. Where did you meet him?
Not sure I can...
You can just be general. Don't have to say the exact place. Don't give it the name or anything.
Yeah, well, the gym.
The gym. Do you know how many gyms there are?
Yeah, one or two.
100. Okay, so you met him at the gym.
Met him at the gym.
Let me clarify even further.
Mm-hmm.
Does he work out there, or does he work there? He works there. Okay. I think I know who he is. David just jotted something down on a pad of paper. Which is obviously not for the listeners, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll avoid that part of it.
Yeah, he does work there in some capacity.
Does he listen to podcasts?
Not as far as I know.
And 10 to 1, he won't hear this.
10 to 1, he'll never find it, and none of his friends will ever find it.
And remember this, too.
And if they do, and he's surprised, then he's an idiot, because...
But now remember, too, podcasts are not cataloged by the words that are in them.
Right.
So it's not like you could do a search and find...
No.
So, anyway, so tell us more about this crush. How long have you had it?
I've had it for probably a good 6 or 7 months. It's only been within the last 3 that it's gotten really, really bad.
And why has it gotten bad?
Because we've been talking more, and we're always
flirting.
I don't know, kind of flirting in the gym. Whenever he gets off work, if I'm done with my, you know, if I'm done working out, I've been dropping him off at his house so he doesn't have to take the bus. And we are...
So he doesn't own a car?
No, lives in D.C.
Strike one.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Does he have a day job?
Yeah, that is his day job.
Oh, that's his job. Okay, what's his level of education? I'm a stickler.
I'm not a stickler for that
one. I'm a stickler for education. I'm kidding. You don't have to tell me.
I actually don't entirely know. I don't think he went to college.
He had to go to some kind of training.
He's gone to training.
For the job he has.
Yeah. But, you know, I'll take him to his house, and we're forever sitting for anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour just in the car talking in front of his house.
What do you talk about?
Everything.
You talk about sex?
We haven't talked about sex, but we've talked about relationships. We've talked about, you know, vacations, you know, different things. He's finding that I actually have a wealth of knowledge and information on very obscure things.
Now,
so when and he likes hearing that because, I know about stuff that's just not common knowledge for a lot of people.
Well, plus you have a really, you're much more tech savvy than the average person.
Well, it's not even technical stuff.
I know, but does he have the technology? Or does he,
no.
Okay. Okay. Well, then let me ask you this. When you're sitting in the car mm-hmm. and you're having your conversations, is there any physical things happen? Do you just like touch like, oh, you know, you're so silly or, you know, and you touch his arm?
Yeah,
or whatever.
Well, some, yeah. There's the occasional, you know.
Is it mutual or is it you?
Elbow hit. It's... it's usually me. But he has said some things in the past that I don't always know how to interpret.
Like what?
Well, we were talking about vacations one time, and I had told him about my trip to P-Town last year. Mm-hmm. And when he was getting out of the car, he's like, well, we should go sometime.
So he just throws that out there?
Kind of threw it out there. One night, I dropped him off at his house, and up within the last probably month and a half, he'd been a vegetarian for a while.
You mean he didn't eat meat?
No.
Not animal meat?
Not animal meat. Anyway.
We can get raunchy if you want. You can talk about dick on my show.
And, honey, I haven't seen a dick in so long besides my own. I wouldn't know what to talk about. And then he makes the comment, you know, well, now that I'm not doing the vegetarian thing, we can go to dinner.
But you haven't gone to dinner yet?
But we haven't gone to dinner.
Have you asked him out to dinner?
Not in so many words.
You need to.
You know, I've let him know, you know, hey, you know, if you want to do something, give me a call. Of course, I never hear from him. But
wait, do you have his phone number?
I don't have his, but he has mine.
But and he hasn't called you.
He's never called me. And I guess the last kind of weird thing that we were talking about. I was talking about, you know, having a barbecue at the house.
Which is, you need to do.
Which he invited himself to.
Well, then you have to have one.
But this is what's really... And then he said that... you know, I could come over, you know, for a barbecue at his house. And I'm like, okay, when? And he's like, whenever.
And I'm like, what do you mean? Nailing it down.
I said, what do you mean whenever? He said, well, consider it an open invitation. Okay, what the... How the hell do you read into what is an open invitation? I mean, open invitation could mean that I'm leaving and I'm going there expecting breakfast.
And why would he say that he has an open invitation? Wouldn't you be the one to say you've got an open invitation?
No, he told me that I have an open invitation to his house.
Oh, well.
But
next time you drop him off, say, I'm ready for that meal.
But that's, I don't know, that's just a very, I don't know how to read into any of this. And of course, you know, like I said, he doesn't call. But yet, in the gym, I mean, it's a constant flirt fest back and forth.
Okay, well now, let me play the devil's advocate. Yeah. As I'm pretty good at doing. Do you think that he is acting like that in the gym because you are... Wait a minute. I don't know if I should say that. Is he your trainer?
No.
Oh... Then that's different. I was going to say, if he was your trainer and he's acting like that, could he just be trying to keep a client?
Right, no.
But if he's not your trainer and he's, that's just totally different.
It's, yeah. So I don't know. And I mean, it's a constant, you know, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about him in some capacity.
What do you think? What kind of thoughts do you have?
Surprisingly, I would say a good 98% of them are not sexual.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
We need some sex. You don't dream about spreading his cheeks apart?
Sure, I have. But there's also everything else, you know, about...
I know, because you're at the age where I was a couple years ago. Where we're more interested in a relationship.
I want the relationship. I want the, you know, the cuddling up at night and the waking up, you know, in the morning. You know, the things that you can do that are intimate without being sexual. Yeah, he's got a great body. I'd love to see him naked. You know, I'm no fool. But it's not... I think that's why... I don't know. I don't think it's a lust thing because it does go... beyond
deeper
the physical. And I haven't had feelings this strong since B.
I was just going to say, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, B. B.
Let's just say that a couple years ago, it's been like 8 years, hasn't it been?
Actually, it's been 10.
Oh my God, it has been 10, hasn't it?
For those that want to know how bad my relationship life is, my last serious relationship ended 10 years ago. I've dated here and there since then. Nothing that's lasted longer than about 6 weeks.
Okay, a little background information. 10 years ago, I was dating somebody who actually... do you know this? The person I'm currently dating dated the person I dated... Okay, you didn't know. Okay. 10 years ago, I was dating this one person. And the roommate of this person met my friend David. And they hit it off for 5.5 months. Mm-hmm. And that was your longest relationship. And for a while there, David was... when he would meet someone, he would fall hard. But with B, let's call him B... It wasn't just falling hard. That was a serious thing. That was like, this could last a lifetime.
And it was a mutual thing, I think.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this could last a lifetime for both of them if all the planets were aligned that year.
And they all were except one.
I'm eating a cracker.
Caught him with his mouth full.
That is not a dick. The planet that wasn't aligned.
So I hit the ground. I would say that is so wrong.
Isn't that bad?
True, but wrong. And you know, I actually haven't talked to him in
a long time.
Probably, definitely over a year. And
he didn't send you birthday wishes this year, did he?
I think he did. I don't think I replied. No,
I thought you sent him something. He didn't reply.
I don't remember. I think I did get something last year. We had the same birthday. It's different year, but same day.
Not that many years apart. Like 4 years.
It's 4 years. And I don't know. I can still remember the first date that B and I had.
And I can too, because I was there.
You were there. Well, you weren't there for the evening part of it.
No, but
you introduced us. And I would say that the feelings I have for this guy at the gym is, I wouldn't even say it's every bit as strong.
Really?
I actually think it's worse.
And you really haven't been on a technical date yet.
Technically, we haven't been on a date yet. And I think part of it's worse is because, you know, I see him every week. You know.
Constantly reminded.
And yeah. And that's... And I've actually thought that if this isn't going to go anywhere and if I can't, you know, divorce the feelings that I have, then I'll have to quit the gym.
Oh my God!
I mean, it's to that point. You know, you can't get over someone when you see them every week.
Then here's what I think you need to do. Seriously,
I need to have a talk with him.
No, you need to officially
ask him out.
Right, you need to officially ask him out on a date. This is what you need to do. You literally need to and pin it down. You'd say, "What are you doing Friday?" Or "What are you doing Saturday?"
Well, I actually started doing that when I was at the gym the other night. But before I got, you know, he said, well, I asked him what he was doing this weekend. He said nothing.
And then you need to say, would you like to go out Saturday night for...
Before I got a chance, his client came back in, so I couldn't finish our conversation.
Did you see him later?
No.
Fuck.
Because he had a client afterwards. I'm not going to be in the gym Monday.
So you're not going to see him until Wednesday?
So I won't see him until Thursday.
Oh, Thursday.
So I need to ask him, or it's either that or I need to, you know, next time I'm sitting in the car with him, you know,
pin it down,
just ask him, you know, what would you do if I leaned over and gave you a big kiss?
No, don't do that. That would be your dick work, you know, taking over your mind. You need to ask him out on a date, and a serious date, and get a date and a time. Saturday, 7 o'clock, you know. Obviously, I know where you live. I will pick you up. We will go.
I know where you live, so it's not that difficult.
We will go to Chuck E. Cheese for dinner or whatever.
Oh, that so hurts.
I'm just kidding.
Now, you have to admit, I've done well. Actually, have I? No, not too well. I've all been younger. At least the last one was 30. Well, 29.
In terms of the guys you've dated, they've all been younger?
Except for three.
Okay, you're perpetuating that stereotype that all gay men like guys who are younger.
It's not that I like guys that are younger, it just seems to work out that way.
What works out that way?
That the guys that I meet end up being younger.
Is it the guys that you meet or the guys that you are attracted to are younger?
But to be the guys that I end up meeting, then yeah, because I, you know, it's kind of funny. I've got my name out there on several websites.
Oh really? What websites are you on?
Yahoo Personals and Match.com and Gay.com and a few others that shall remain nameless.
Are you talking about those sex sites?
Only one, and I rarely ever use it. I say that I'm interested in an age range, which is typically between 28 to 38.
38?
I'm 36, so, you know.
I was way too old for you, wasn't I?
No, not really. I mean,
I'm kidding.
I make exceptions. So, and what I end up with is rarely do I actually get guys that are younger than me. It's always the guys that are 48 and over.
Well, everybody gets those.
So, but I don't know. It's just, you know, it just seems to work out that way. I was actually surprised with the last guy I dated. Because I thought he was older than he was.
The massage guy?
Yeah.
He looks older than he is.
Yeah, he looks older than he is. You know, rough life.
I was just going to say, because he looks...
Hard life.
He's had a rough... And I wouldn't say a rough life as in terms of, like, bad family life or no job or whatever, but he's been used and abused.
Yeah, he was a partier for a while, so... Yeah.
That's, yeah. That's,
and work, you know, bartender and everything.
That's the kind of rough life I'm in.
It takes your youthful appearance away. So I was actually surprised to find out that, you know, he was only 29. Because I would have put him more 33-ish.
I was going to say close to pushing 35.
Yeah. So when I found out that, you know, this one at the gym was actually 24 at the time. He just turned 25 in January. Yeah, I was a little... thrown off because I thought he was older.
And let's see, you said you're 36, so that's
36.
He's 11 years younger than you.
Yeah.
Well, now remember, my very first serious relationship, the guy was 9 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out for 3 years.
Yeah.
But.
Well, he just got out of a 3.5 year relationship with someone that was.
Wait, this guy you have a crush on?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's been out for the last year.
Oh, I was going to say, but maybe that's why
he was. He was in a 3.5 year relationship with someone that was in his early 40s. So I'm young by comparison.
Yeah. It depends, though. Was the guy, the 40-something guy, was he providing services for him? Like paying for college or something?
No. Hmm. They were living together, but... You know, I don't know. It's been very difficult. You know, not having been attracted to someone this strong in such a long time, and not having a very good relationship history, I'm not entirely sure what to do.
Well, as I say, I think you need to ask him out on a serious date.
Yeah,
and you'll know right away if he does not commit to a specific date and time. He doesn't have interest in you that way.
Yeah.
Maybe right now he thinks he's developing a good friendship.
Then I have to decide what I'm going to do. Because if I can't get over it...
You change your workout time so that you're there when he's not there.
He's there from 11 in the morning until 9 o'clock at night.
Ew.
So, yeah.
So you go at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I can't.
You could.
No, I couldn't.
What time are they?
I leave for work at 6:15 in the morning.
Oh my God, really?
Yes.
God, you almost leave the same time I do.
So, Because I got to catch the 6:15 bus so I can get to work on time.
Now, we were talking about this crush you have and how you're going to be able to get over it.
Right.
Are you going to be able to get over it?
Eventually, yeah. But I don't know what steps I'll have to take to do that.
I mean, but if you have to leave the gym...
I'm a Scorpio, you know, our emotions run really deep sometimes.
If you have to leave the gym, where will you go?
I'll probably take a break and switch back to my other gym and just let my trainer know, you know, I'll come up with something, tell him it's, you know, financial reasons and, you know, I got to cut back to once a month or once every 6 weeks and just have him work, do my workouts. And I'll switch my, you know, the time that I meet with my trainer to Saturday mornings at 9.
Yeah, that would work.
And then I would be responsible for, you know, my workouts and on, you know, on my own.
Now, let's totally change the topic here. Well, not totally, but why do you think the dating gene pool is so polluted in D.C.? Well, you know, because, you know, we've talked about this a couple times where... Mm-hmm. Where we've had to create these red flags with guys.
David's infamous red flags.
Yes, because
Newly single, the newly relocated.
Exactly. I was going to say, you taught me some things with that because, you know, I had my experience with...
B.
B?
B and S.
S is the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, that was the newly relocated.
B was just boring. B stood for boring. No, I was thinking about S in that he was newly relocated. Mm-hmm. And was only here for 10 months and dated me for 8 of those 10 months.
Right.
And then he was gone. But do you think it's because the area is so transient that it's so hard to find a guy who's going to be here for a while?
It is transient. The problem... One of the problems that D.C. has is how do you meet people? There's nothing, or there seems to be very little in the way of meeting people that doesn't include a bar of some sort.
That's true.
There's a few organizations, in the past I've joined some of these organizations, and it ends up being the same people week after week after week.
Like what kind of organizations did you do it?
You know, I did Monday Night Skating.
Oh, that's right, I remember that.
The
gay skaters. And actually, didn't you do a pride parade one time?
I skated in the pride parade with the group. And it was a lot of fun, but again, every week it was the same people. And
actually, that would have been a limited pool of guys to choose from.
So it just seems like there's not a lot, you know, so much in D.C. involves going to the bars. And... I did that. I'm over.
I know. Believe me. I remember when, you know, 12 years ago, you were a big bar person. Mm-hmm. But actually, even recently, within the past 4 or 5 years, you were still a bar person.
Not as much.
Not as much, but you would still go out and hang out at... Well, at the time, it was...
I was hanging out at...
What's the name of that bar? Badlands?
Wasn't it Badlands? Actually, I wasn't going to Badlands.
You were going to Nation?
I was going to Nation some. I was going to Omega. Omega
which
time
used
I was
to
in
be,
there, it was just scary.
When we
used to go, it was the frat house.
I was just going
to
say that, the frat house. And actually, the boyfriend remembered it as the frat house, too. Of course, none of these bars make any sense to anybody who's listening to this, but...
Pick up your local Dameron guide.
Your bars in D.C., and they all suck.
And they're all full of prissy, uptight...
Queens.
You know, unless you're perfect, I'm not interested, queens. Or if you go to the bigger clubs like Nation, then you end up with all the meth heads.
Really? Is that a huge thing, though?
Yeah, it's still pretty bad. Between meth and ecstasy, it's pretty... It's just bad.
I hear on other podcasts about crystal meth and how bad it is, especially... the Feast of Fools, Fausto Furnos, talks about meth in Chicago. Because he's out, I guess he's in Chicago. It's like, you know, I'm stupid because I know nothing about these drugs that I'm assuming that they are younger
gay men are using.
Mostly.
I know nothing about them.
But it's just, you know, so much, and even I know some guys that are in their early 30s that are still very much, oh, Friday night we got to go to JR's. Saturday night we've got to go to Nation. Sunday we've got to go to Lizard. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not, I've been there, I've done it, I'm over it, you know.
You got the t-shirt.
Yeah, Friday night I want to go to a nice restaurant. Saturday, you know, barbecue out back, you know, rent a movie.
Friday night, have sex with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Saturday morning, sex with a boyfriend.
For those of you that are lucky enough to have a boyfriend to have sex with.
Saturday night, sex with a boyfriend. Sunday morning, sex with a boyfriend. Oh, and we do some stuff in between. I'm just saying.
Last time I had sex with.
Yeah, when was the last time you had sex?
With anyone besides myself would have been September.
September, and this is May, we're talking another 8 months.
Pretty much.
Kind of about the time that you start taking your bathroom apart.
Yeah, pretty much. Don't have sex, do home improvements.
Now.
I mean, I could. I mean, let's face it.
Wait, now, do you still chat in the chat rooms?
Occasionally.
And you're not finding anything there?
No.
Because I used to be a big chat room slut.
I never really was. I mean, if I wanted to hook up with someone, that's when I wanted to go to a bar. Because I wanted to be able to size them up before they were at the door.
Oh, no, see, remember when I first moved into my condo?
This is definitely where we are different.
Yes, very different. Like 6 or 7 years ago when I first moved into my condo, I was like, ooh, freedom, I'm getting on the internet. I was doing, you know, I could have had a revolving door on the... Now, boyfriend, I'm not a slut anymore. But at the time, I was having lots of sex. And in terms of the door thing, I would have no problem with saying to them right at the door, this isn't going to work.
You need to dust over here.
Shut up. That is so mean.
This is the person who rags on me when he comes over because my bed's not made. Yeah, you need to dust over here. It's the only thing I can
what
ever get
What needs to be
you
dusted?
Well, it's just from over here and the way the light hits the bottom of your desk.
I literally dusted that yesterday.
Well, there's dust on it now.
You are such a bitch.
Yeah, and your point. You love me anyway.
This is true. Now, we were talking about sex, and you changed the subject to dust.
I didn't change the subject.
Wait a minute, has it been so long since you've had sex that your ass is dusty?
Not that that ever gets used anyway.
That's a relationship. That's
thing.
His way of telling us he's a top.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm versatile, which means I'm a bottom.
according to the handbook, yes.
Now, I really am versatile.
You know, I
used to be 100% top. Do you want this last piece of cheese?
No.
I'm eating the last piece of cheese. Oops, I dropped a piece of cheese. I'm eating the last piece of cheese and cracker.
No, I mean, you know, in any relationship, you got to have a little give, a little take. I'm more likely to give it up than as far as doing it, you know, on a trick basis. No, that's...
Oh, yeah, I have to admit, yes, the same thing. Excuse me, I'm eating. But all those times I tricked, never fucked. It was all blowjobs and handjobs.
Oh, no, I'll fuck a trick, but...
I never...
But I'm not letting a trick fuck me.
No.
There's a difference.
I mean, there must have been maybe two or three guys who I would fuck, and then they ended up being regular fuck buddies.
Right.
No.
I still haven't had that anymore. My last one moved to Texas back in January. Recently got a hold of me and hates it and wants to move back.
Is that why you have a constant flow of porn coming into your house?
Yes. Because if I didn't, I would be out having sex. And I don't like tricking, for one. Never did. I'm a Scorpio. I do have a high sex drive. So I have constant porn coming into that.
You need to find someone who's got the same high sex drive because, not that I'm going to get too personal, but the boyfriend and I have very
equal sex drives is nice, but
I gotta find someone that does. At this point, I'd be happy to find someone, you know, even if he didn't.
I know, but okay.
Let's face it. If I can go for
8 months,
I mean, 8 months actually is, I've gone a lot longer.
I know you've gone a lot longer, like a year.
You know, if I can go for 8 months without having a boyfriend where I'm only getting it every couple of weeks, is still more than what I'm getting now. God, mom gets more than what I get now.
Don't talk about your mom's sex life. Well, cause
my mother is a newlywed. She's only been married since November, so, on her second husband. So, you know, she's still doing the whole newlywed.
Yes.
You know, don't call me between 3 and 6 on Saturday afternoon.
Ew, is that their sex time?
Oh, it's just whenever. They're having lots of sex.
Well, you know from experience that if you call my house and I don't answer the phone, there's a good chance I'm having sex.
Yeah.
Or I'm taking a shit.
Or you're just not home, which is
or I'm just
seems
not home.
A lot.
I know. I know. I've been busy lately, but I actually had a question in my head and now I can't think of it.
It's about sex.
No, I know what it's about. Because we were talking about that your age and at my age, mm-hmm. we're more interested in the relationship.
Not that our ages are that different.
No, I'm only 4 years older than you.
Yeah.
But that we're looking for more of a relationship than just the sex part. We want the whole package.
Yeah.
Here's the question then about the guy you have the crush on.
Mm-hmm.
To have a relationship, you have to have some things in common.
Yes.
Or at least some general interests that are the same. Do you guys have that? And working out can't be an interest.
Well, actually it is. You know, I know he's tried to rollerblade and didn't do very well at it, and I've offered to teach him to rollerblade. I'm trying to find those interests. He's over the bar scene. Been there, done it.
At 25, he's over the bar scene?
He grew up in the area, so he started much earlier.
Oh.
So he's over that. I know we do have some things that we don't have. I know more that what we don't have in common than what we do.
Well, now, is that a good thing, then?
Well, part of it is we just haven't really had some of those intimate conversations. A lot of our conversations have been about, like I said, the obscure things that I seem to know for no apparent reason. So, haven't talked about, you know, likes and dislikes. And.
But you've, in your talks with him, you've figured out that you've figured out more things that you don't have in common.
Yeah, there are some things that we don't have in common.
Like you own a house and he lives with his parents? I'm kidding.
No. He's actually, he's been looking at houses. He's trying to purchase.
Oh, that's good.
I like, as far as things like, you know, reading and movies, I like sci-fi and horror. He doesn't.
There you go again with that gay man and sci-fi crap.
You know, we've got political differences.
Oh, God, no.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
No. Now you opened up a can of worms. Is he a fucking Republican? David, tell me.
Yes.
He's gone.
No. Say that.
A gay Republican?
I know. Believe me, I don't understand it. You know.
That's an oxymoron.
But he and I don't talk politics.
You can have a relationship with a gay Republican? Now I'm getting mad.
No. I debated on whether to even tell you, but I thought, you know, at some point...
Well, because political.
If we are... You know, there used to be a time when you were not political.
When did I start becoming political?
I don't know. It's gradually increased over the years.
When I started dating M.
Yeah. I think that's probably when it started.
Now, I'm not a radical, but I'm furious.
<You're close. laughs>
I am furious with the fucking Republicans. I cannot tell you how disappointed I am that you would be slightly interested in someone. Not slightly.
But you know, no.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's a fucking Republican.
My interest in him has nothing to do with his political thoughts.
His political thoughts are his life.
No. No, I disagree with that.
Did he vote for Bush?
That's like saying that my religious views are my life.
I know your religious views, and they're not.
So, you know, his politics are not his life. He does make some valid points about the election. Yes, he did vote for
Bush. Oh, my God. David, he's brainwashing you.
No, he's not brainwashing
you. Yes, he is. If you believe that he made some...
Well, no. I mean, he does make valid points about...
valid points about the election that, hello, the Supreme Court gave it to Bush in 2000 Kerry gave up in 2004.
You know, Kerry... But you know what? When it comes to things like gay marriage, Kerry wasn't for gay marriage either.
No, but he was for civil unions, which was the first step to gay marriage.
But I don't know if he would have ever gotten it, honestly.
So, are you saying that this boy...
This boy...
Is he against gay marriage?
Is he against gay marriage?
I
don't know if he's against gay marriage.
Is he for...
I mean, like I said, now keep in mind...
He's also young, too.
We haven't spent, you know, time talking politics. I know what his views are. I know how he voted. And that's about the extent of it. You know, he and I haven't had that type of in-depth discussion. I did debate whether or not to tell you, but I thought, you know, if I don't, then I'm going to have a barbecue. It's going to come out at some point.
Oh, my God. I'm going to... rage on this guy's
no,
ass.
No. No, you won't.
No, I will be nice for you. You're offended.
I have never raged on any of your boyfriends.
I know.
And you know I could have.
That's true, you could have.
And I'm probably on more than one.
You repressed those feelings so many times.
So
that is a joke.
So you owe me on that.
I can think of three right off the top of my head. Okay, I
MBD.
That's
BD is one person.
Those are the three that. Oh, BD.
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 BD. BD.
Just say the names. BD. Who's
bad?
Bad David. Okay. I've talked about Bad David. I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast. Yes. Bad David. M. And. Boring B. Did you ever meet Boring B?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had dinner one time. Yeah, so anyway, the whole point of that was that, yes, you could have raged on my boyfriends.
And I don't, because they are your boyfriends.
And I...
So you will have to not do that with
him. I will have to respect him. I will not agree with him. I will probably not like him because of it.
It's fine to not agree with him, I mean...
But I will respect him.
So, thank you.
If I ever get to meet him.
If you ever meet him, which may or may not happen.
All right. I'm so upset about the political thing. We've got to move on to another topic.
But no, I've been single for a long time and have DC, for as big of a gay community, has a lot of the same people over and over and over.
Okay, so you know what?
And that's so true. Worse as you get older, it seems like so many more people are getting into relationships that the available dating pool actually is getting smaller.
Oh, it's getting smaller. I hadn't thought about that.
And, you know, what's left isn't pretty. I know there are lots of guys in the suburbs, but they don't do anything. Again, this it all comes back to what can you do in D.C. that doesn't involve a bar in order to meet people?
Okay, well, now there's a couple things. You were the one who told me about this wine club.
Yes.
You need to do that.
I know. Well, now that I have a job where...
That's what I mean.
I actually have some free time, I plan to.
Okay, so one, there's the wine club. Two, there are things like the bowling, the gay bowlers.
Mm-hmm.
There's gay tennis. There's got to be something...
Yeah.
Other, you know, gay... Well, an actual activity.
For the last almost 4 years, my life has been on hold because of work.
Well,
because
you were at your fucking crazy hours.
Yeah. And now that that's changed, right now my focus is trying to get my house back in order.
Yeah. Our listeners know about your house renovations.
but yeah, I need, you know, I've got to look at some other social outlets. You know, I've got profiles online. I don't get very many good hits. Or I think the last two that I got from Match.com, one of them didn't have a picture.
Forget him.
And, you know, I'm sorry. If you want to email me, that's fine. Include a picture. You know, if you don't have one on the profile, include one in your email. The second one had plenty of pictures about his country.
But none of him?
None of him. And so, you just missed the part about his country.
I was just going to say, was he from...
Brazil.
Did he actually live in Brazil?
Yes.
Okay, fuck those people.
You know, I'm like, okay, I am not paying for your way back to the U.S.
Well, you know, it's funny that you're talking about Match.com and Yahoo, because about 6 hours ago, I deleted my profiles off of Yahoo and Gay.com. I mean, not Gay.com, Match.com.
Okay.
I haven't been paying for them for... I haven't paid for Yahoo at all. And the Gay.com, or the Match.com one, I canceled in, like, November.
Right.
But I literally, I mean, I completely deleted myself off the system. So you can't even find me now.
I've actually been very close to it.
Because...
Because I'm not getting anything. I'm getting the same, you know, the same people that show up in my searches over and over. You know, I've emailed a few, never hear anything back. I'm like...
Then email a couple of the other ones. Obviously, if they're showing up in your matches, then there's something in common that is a match.
Yeah, but it's... You can match a lot based on numbers. And
that's true, because chemistry is huge.
And chemistry is such a huge thing. And just general attraction. I mean, some of the guys on there, I'm sure they're very nice, but I can look at their picture, I'm just not attracted.
Yeah, so the ones, all those ones who are sending you ones with no picture, I wouldn't even reply.
No. I've replied to one person who emailed me 4 times.
Oh, God, that's too fucking eager.
And I replied back saying, well, you know, if you want to talk, email, fine. You know, at least have the courtesy to send me a picture, since you say in your profile that you have a picture to send. At least send, you know, have the courtesy to send me a picture, so I know who I'm talking to, and I haven't heard a thing since.
Okay, what's the deal with no picture? This is 2005. Everybody's got a fucking digital camera.
You know what? And if you don't, get a picture of yourself, take it to Kinko's, get it scanned.
See, even that's old now these days, don't you think?
You know, if you don't have a digital camera,
you know someone who does.
Or you someone even a camera phone, hell, that works well enough to take a picture. So I don't know. It's very frustrating.
It is very frustrating, but remember now, you're 36. You're not dead.
No, I'm not dead. But I've been single for so long that I'm better in shape.
No.
No,
I'm going to be 41 in 2 hours.
Yes.
I'm not dead. And I found a boyfriend.
You've found a lot more than I have over the last few years.
I know. Actually,
you've done much better than I have.
Because
I helped you find... Well, I helped you find one of them, but that didn't...
I was going to say, hello, BD, right?
Yeah.
Bad David.
But it's for a while.
Let me explain that. I call the guy I dated Bad David because my good friend David is named David as well. So to distinguish the two and to set him apart, I have to call him Bad David because he was so bad. Just let me tell you how bad he was. David's laughing because he knows what I'm going to say.
So where do you start?
Bad David. Well, I'm just going to start with the one thing.
Oh, okay.
Bad David was so bad that in the 8 months that we dated, he never... had an orgasm. We had sex. Well, not nearly as much as I like to have sex. He never had an orgasm. He never came. And halfway through sex, he would give up. Okay, now I'm giving too much information. Okay.
That's actually where I wouldn't have started, but yeah, it's okay.
And then, no offense to you, but
he... was just a habitual liar.
That too.
That's where I was going to start.
That too. And he was totally into... No offense to you, as I was saying. Yeah. He was totally into sci-fi, and I can't stand sci-fi, but he's history. And that was like, what, 2 years, three? That was more than that.
That was a while back.
That was...
I don't know. I haven't been able to...
In 3 years...
relationships.
Let's see, I think BD, Bad David, was 2002. then it was S in 2003 and B in 2004.
Right.
Well, I think I'm done now.
I hope so. Now find me one. Because you don't know any single people. I don't.
That's my problem. I don't know any single people.
So you need to find out if the boyfriend knows any single people that might...
Isn't that weird?
That you can pre-screen for me.
Well, you know, speaking of that, at the first dinner party that I went to at his house, mm-hmm. and there were like...
three couples and me?
Shut up. Now, the first dinner party I went to at the boyfriend's house, there were two single guys. Totally not your types.
Yeah.
First of all, one was, excuse me. No, I was not burping wine. That is not the case. You can laugh. You know, I burp on my podcast all the time. I know. So.
You let out a good one the other day.
I know. I just have to say I'm sorry. Sorry to the boyfriend. He hates that. But as I was saying, at the first dinner party that I went to at the boyfriend's house, there were two single guys. There was a couple, two single guys, and the boyfriend and I. So it was six guys. Or I thought it was... Oh, yeah, there was a straight lady who was there. But the two guys, one was a tall, thin black man, and one was a... probably a guy about my height, little chunky, lived way out in the suburbs with his two dogs. And just by looking at his looks, I knew he was not your type. So those are the only people the single people that I've met through the boyfriend, and I know they're not your type, so.
Yeah, he may know more. You should ask.
He knows a lot of people.
Yeah, well, you should ask. And some of his friends have been very attractive.
I know. Weren't those guys at the last dinner party, weren't they hot?
Yes.
That doctor, ooh. Mm. Talk to the boyfriend about a three-way with that one. Not kidding. I'm totally kidding. I don't do that anymore. Well, we've probably had enough discussion. Plus, I need to go have a cigarette.
All right.
So
break time?
Yes, break time. Or, this has been going on now.
No, we still got more to talk about, so it's just break time.
Okay.
This may be two podcasts.
This may be two podcasts. That's true. I've never done that. We've been talking for an hour now.
Wow.
Because it was... Anyway.
Anyway.
We'll be back in a second. So we're back with David after we've almost finished off this bottle of Viognier. And I am about to ready to fall asleep, but...
For those of you that want to know, it's 10:45 at night. It's not late.
I know. It's not late, but I'm old, so...
You are not old.
But... in another hour and 15 minutes, I'll be 41. But I did want to update the listeners that we, in our break from the podcast, which was a mere second for the listeners, but 45 minutes
for a couple of cigarettes for you.
Yes. But we came to the conclusion that David has to ask the crush out. And we're going to leave it at that. And he will report back to us when further developments...
When
things develop, so, yeah.
Regardless of how they go.
Yes.
Regardless of the outcome.
So let's talk about podcasting for just a minute.
Okay.
Are you going to get your own podcast?
I don't even have my own website. Which is kind of funny because I'm in the IT business and I don't have my own website.
I know, that's the funny thing.
I've had my own websites in the past, but...
And actually, that first one you had was very good.
It was good. I need to get my own domain name. That's something I've been thinking about and struggling with
for a couple of years.
Because I want to come up with something that's reflective of me and my personality. And I think www.basketcase.com is taken.
Well, now let's just throw that out to the listeners. Listeners, if you can think of a domain name for my friend David. Hey, wait a minute. What about myfrienddavid.com?
No.
Like
I said, it needs to be something... It's going to take someone that actually knows me, because it needs to be something that's...
DavidTheBasketCase.com.
Yeah.
couple years ago, well, not a couple, when we're like 8 years ago, could have been DavidTheLush.com.
David the Lush. David the Hoe.
You know, you say that, but you were never really a hoe.
For me?
I've always been much more of a hoe than you.
Actually, for me, for that period of time, yeah, that was hoeish for me. It wouldn't be considered hoeish for a lot of people, but
no, because remember when we used to, I would tell you how many guys I had sex with in a year?
Yeah.
And you were like, your number was never anywhere near what mine was, and we're not going to say what mine was. No.
We don't need to bring up statistics at this point.
We don't need to bring up triple digits.
I didn't say it. Anyway, so yeah, you know, we've done David the Lush and David the Hoe and David the Workaholic, which is where it's been for the last about 4 years.
Oh my gosh, David! Well, you know, that might be why you're single.
Over the last 4 years, yeah, it's probably a good chance because between the work, the commute, the stress, all I did on the weekends was shut down. I mean, I didn't work on the house. I did very little.
I know what
social,
you did.
You know,
you played on the computer and fell asleep on your couch.
Most of the time, I didn't even play on the computer. I'd come home and watch TV and fall asleep in the chair.
And speaking of TVs, David has a huge TV. It's like 8 feet wide or something like that.
65-inch.
A 65-inch TV. Do you really need a TV that big? Although porn looks great on it.
If you saw how many videos I have, yeah, I do.
I know how many videos you have.
Actually, I'm wanting to get rid of everything but the DVDs.
Really?
Yeah.
The porn?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know...
It just takes up way too much space.
If you have any good 70s or 80s porn, you know, I like... I haven't already given you copies of what I have.
Most of what I have is stuff that you'd given me. I have some new stuff that you might like. So I was going to ask you if you were still interested, because let's face it, you're getting on a regular basis. I didn't know how much you needed.
You know, actually, I haven't watched porn. I did have a masturbatory
session
last night. A self-love session last night because I'm not with a boyfriend this weekend. And I did watch porn last night. But before that, it's probably been easily 2 months. Because as you know, I told you I have sex with him like 4 or 5 times a weekend.
Yeah.
So during the week, my hands don't touch my dick.
Yeah.
Except to pee. And, yeah, I'll take any porn you have.
Well, you know, why don't you stop over tomorrow before we go out?
Oh, God, no, I have to drive there.
Well, I figured you could drive there and you could see the work I've done to the backyard.
No.
Okay, I'll drive up here.
You drive up here. David lives like an hour and a half away.
I'm 20 minutes around the Beltway.
But it sucks on the Beltway. Plus, hello, if you're going to go to the Expo Center, it's up here.
Yeah.
So just swing by.
I also want to go to Home Depot and Lowe's.
Hello, swing by, pick me up.
Is there a Lowe's out here?
There is not. The closest Lowe's is in... is Manassas?
Ooh.
Or I think there's one out in Cascades.
Yeah,
we don't have Lowe's. We don't have Lowe's around here.
I have to go to the one in down Route 1.
Yeah, just as far as way, but on the opposite direction.
Yeah, well, it's closer to me, though. So we may have to go out there. I don't know if there's one in Fair Lakes or not. I'll check the website tonight.
All right. Well, should we wrap this up?
Yeah, I probably should.
Okay, so what would you like to say? He's single, he's 36.
Single, 36.
Give your stats.
Oh, no, I'm not giving my stats.
He's got a 12-inch dick.
I'm muscular with a 12-inch dick.
He's a muscular bottom.
No!
I'm kidding.
No.
He's a power bottom.
Power bottom.
Actually, you know what? I'm a power bottom. And I'm
welcome
not,
to WTMI Radio.
I am not afraid to admit it. No, really, I'm versatile. Okay, and I know you said you haven't listened to any podcast, except for mine, of right. course, but you've got to listen to Fox and the City. Reagan Fox, he describes himself as a power bottom. Now, I don't even know this guy. I've never met him or anything. He's out in... Actually, I think he's in Arizona. But he describes himself as a power bottom. And his podcasts are short. They're like 20 minutes. And he's funny. He's a poet. He's good looking, too, if you go to his website. But he's like 28, 29. I think he's 29.
You're right up my alley.
Yeah, all right. So listen
he's
to...
He's right up my alley, and I can be right up his.
And you'll love it, too. So check out Fox and the City sometime. All right, so any other words you'd like to say?
No, not really.
All right.
I can finish my wine.
You do. I've got about a gulp left, and then
before
that's
it gets warm.
Okay, boys and girls, thanks for listening. I'd like to thank my my special guest, David. And you will hear from him in the future, of course.
Yes, and I'd like to thank Archer for the fine wine and good conversation.
Absolutely. Anytime. Oh, there's the saying absolutely just reminded me. I was going to say, on Madge Weinstein's Yeast Radio, she has a call-in guest who she calls Anonymous. And the guy says, absolutely, like 100,000 times in the conversation. Can you tell I've been drinking a little bit? But,
yeah, the way that you're pulling at your shorts and scratching your nuts, yeah.
You know what I'm doing is I'm missing my boyfriend.
Well, you can miss him after I leave. There are things I don't need to see.
And I probably will miss him when you leave. But anyway, okay, thank you for listening.
Yep, thanks.
Comments, please leave comments on the website. Email me. Voicemail, you know, I love all that stuff. And until next time, bye!
You've been listening to Archer Radio.